Yes, good day, good evening to our listeners. Welcome to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. Yeah, today we are going to discuss about political economy. Just before we engage into the topic, I just want to thank all our listeners for taking your time, following our social media page, and also engaging in the conversation regarding economic development, regarding policies, and also matters of concern. Yeah. And for our listeners, Business Economic Segment is a platform where we discuss about national economy, we discuss about economic policies, we evaluate economic matters, what we have done, where the country have gone, what we have achieved, and also areas which need, some improvement also. And this is also a platform where we bridge a gap between those who understand economic matters and also those who want to learn, and also those who want to bring something on the table, especially regarding, business and opportunities. On the other hand, it's also very important to indicate to our listeners that this is also a platform where we give opportunity for you to call us in the studio after we introduce our topic for today. And please do follow our social media platform, Eagle FM Namibia, Facebook, look at Twitter, and other social media platforms. And also make sure that you read our e-paper, which is often coming out on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Please stay on your radio. We're coming shortly to discuss the topic for today.
Audio mnangeshefa no hara kushivifa oma akuro yo kupitira muhoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konora heta tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konora heta tu natu, mbali o heta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
So not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Kadatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Kadatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, welcome back to Business and Economic Segment with David Shombe. Today we are going to work together with Gabriel Nginomenwa Erastus, Kanjo Kankwanyoka, and will give us more on the content of the day. Yeah, as you understand, and as you have been looking around and listening, Namibia went through election process, which is very historic in the history of Namibia. For the first time, we had an extension from the president after inability of our ECN to handle the capacity of the people. And there are a lot of, questions on social media. There are a lot of prediction about the future. Now we need to look at the economic aspect of delaying of these results, and the economic aspects also from the perspective of, entrepreneurs, from the perspective of investors, and from the perspectives of, individual who want to come into our country and bring a positive contribution, especially when it comes to business development, investment, and other opportunities also. That's why there is a saying that although different political parties are rejecting the results, and some are they are not threatening. They are indicated. They are indicating that they are going to approach the court to challenge the result of ECN. And many people, they are only focusing on political power, but we don't really focus on what are some of these political decisions have to do or political activities have to do on our national economy. So to unpack this, we need to invite the experts, people who will be able to make you understand where things are, how they are going, what are the possibilities, and what can we do better from here. Yes, to our listeners, political stability is one of the factors which is considered, especially in international business, and also when it comes to investors, the interest of investor to invest in the country, and also the safety of their investment. In the past week or in the past 3 days or so, Namibia went through national elections, which was met with different opinions and different views. We have also seen the extension of the days of elections for the first time in Namibian history, where the president have to make a proclamation to extend the days of elections. And we've also seen the commotions between different political parties, including the ruling party. We also have seen possibilities to have court cases after these elections, and all these factors, they have a very big contribution in the economic development of the country. Yeah, to impact this on the aspect of political economy or the impact of these activities in politics to our economy, I'm in conversation with Minomenua Erastus, an economist, and he's going to unpack some of the factors or possibilities that that could happen regarding our economy, and he's also going to just to give a caution on the behaviors of politicians regarding the political activities and ambient economy. Minomenua, good evening. How are you?
Yes, good evening to you, sir.
Yes, I'm well. I'm well. Maybe just to bring it to our listeners regarding political economy. I understand you have been following whatever is happening in the Namibian political space, and also you have been on the field in many other times. I just want you to give our listeners an overview. What could happen in Namibian economy, especially regarding different political activities which happen in the past days? Yeah,
when you gave your intro, you put it right.
Yeah,
like you put it right to say that there is a connection.
Yeah,
there is a connection between the political leadership.
Yeah,
and also the economic performance.
Yeah,
we have also entrepreneurs' confidence.
Yeah.
Investors' confidence.
Yeah.
I want to put it like this.
Yeah.
From my observation, even now,
yeah,
I'm seeing that there is no conversation happening. That the more we delay results,
yeah,
the more we create such ambiguity and vagueness of the direction and where we are going.
Yeah.
Is somebody winning? How is the race going? Yeah. Are we trusting the results? Are we probably going to end up in court battles? And if we end up in court battles, what is the direction?
Yeah.
I was listening yesterday to various political parties, and one thing which was clear is to say that, okay, that the political parties, they made it something very clear, which I did like to say, we are only going to use the route of our judicial system to challenge the result. I love that the clarity to say,
yeah,
we are not going to demonstrate, we are not going to go in a field, we are not going to do whatever or protest,
yeah,
but rather we are going to use the judicial route. For me, that provides a bit of clarity, because if I'm a business person, if I'm an entrepreneur,
yeah,
and you guys are going to contest the result,
yeah,
I will ask my question. So that means for the next week, I have to close my business.
Yeah, because
if we are going to have people in the street that are protesting, that are doing this, we know Namibia is a very peaceful country. We never seen so much violence.
Yeah.
But still, things are changing. The energy is changing. The population dynamics have changed. We have more younger people and things like that.
Yeah.
So that uncertainty of where are we going? What is going to happen?
Yeah.
When we release this result and various political parties, are still not happy.
Yeah.
When we once we go to court,
yeah.
how far will we go? So I want to put this one simple. Like, if I'm an investor and I was having 10,000 right now,
yeah.
or 1 million right now that I wanted to invest in Windhoek,
yeah.
I'm going to hold my money for now, because until I see what is the way forward, I will hold my money. This is 1 million.
Yeah.
I was planning to build something. I was planning to invest into something, create probably 20 jobs, you know, and spend some money in your market. But with this lack of clarity, where are we going in terms of election results? What is happening, colleagues? Are you going to court? Are you not? Are you going to accept? What is ECN? Are we going to fire the ECN? Are we, you know, there is just no collective direction of what is going to happen.
Yeah.
And if I, with me and my 1 million right now,
yeah.
I'm telling you, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to make any move. And now the funny thing is that money and job creation and everything in terms of entrepreneurship is about timing.
Yeah.
It's about timing. So now you, with your cloud of uncertainty from your election result, you are literally delaying investment and the moves that we want to do.
Yeah.
Because we do not know, and I will not risk my money until there is clarity. So that is what we mean, a cloud of uncertainty surrounding the Namibian economy, because those with money and were planning to invest, they will not invest until there's clarity.
Yeah.
Because at this point, you cannot say there is somebody with inside information.
Yeah.
Whether you are from the ruling party, whether you are close to the ruling party, whether you are from ECN, there are so many parties that are involved.
Yeah.
If you are closer to ECN and you perhaps have inside information, you do not know how the political parties are going to move. You see, so that is the ambiguity of things, that I can't make a decision based on what ECN say.
Yeah.
Because the political party will say, no. Because other people will say, the observers have said something different, that yes, this election was not was not at the standard we expected.
Yeah.
Now, when the observers say that, it means it creates some sort of ambiguity of where to go.
Yeah.
Are we going to nullify the election? Are we going to do the recounting?
Yeah.
Once we go to court, what will be the next move? Are we going to recount? And if you're going to recounting, we are taking so long right now to count.
Yeah.
How long is it going to take us again?
Yeah.
You see, there is so much uncertainty, which is now making me as an investor, as an entrepreneur, to hold on whatever I was planning to do.
Yeah, just why we are there, I want to ask, because most of what we have seen is that different contestants, they are looking at what they could have achieved, or maybe, you know, just a political position. Do this, you know, I'm talking about every political party, do they have an economic plan, or do they see this thing, or do they have advisors regarding international economy? Because, you know, we have been trading. If you go to international news, we are there. Do they have this, you know, economic advisors regarding, you know, the impact of these activities to, you know, to our market?
Look, and that is a very, very important question, because, you know, politicians, there is something which really, really make me a bit angry, because when they are playing whatever they do, they are so inconsiderate of the impact.
Yeah.
And people, and that's why sometimes I have an issue with people who say politics is a game.
Yeah.
No, you cannot be playing with people's lives and the economy. It's not a game. We are choosing a leader.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm also against with all these campaigning tactics where we lie about each other.
Yeah.
We lie about things.
Yeah.
You know, we creating so much distrust in certain people.
Yeah.
So that's why I have an issue with how politicians and aspiring politicians plays, because they barely assess the impact of what they say into the economy. Because now this potential guy, you say this and this about him or her, and he doesn't win or he win.
Yeah.
So how will I now get to trust him or her?
Yeah.
But coming now to your question is that, no, I will say no.
Yeah.
Because the way politicians are now playing and the things that they are saying and what they are planning, every statement any aspiring political individual say, it gets to be reflected in our economic decisions.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you are the aspiring leader, and you say some crazy things, we are going to factor that in. Indeed. Anything that you say about agriculture, anything that you say about water, anything that you say about green hydrogen, anything that you say about employment and infrastructure, and your cabinet, we factor that in our commercial decision as entrepreneurs and investors. So the political aspiring people need to be careful of the statement that they make, because they say things because they consider politics as a game, without them understanding that whatever they say, the entrepreneurs and the investors are literally listening, and they are making decisions based on that. So now ECN, political parties, the current ruling party, the decisions and the move that you are making and all the crazy things that you get to say, it become a question.
You're cutting?
Key question.
Yeah.
We in the result, we are showing that there is a potential winner, something like that.
Yeah.
But we cannot actually take that one face value, given the issues that have been happening with the voting and the counting. So is he or she the potential winner based on, can we put aside the mess that happened when people were voting and when people are accounting?
Yeah.
That is now the uncertainty, because we can now take the as the result are showing us by face value, because there were issues that were there. So now the important thing is that uncertainty, that the cloud of ambiguity, it means I can't decide.
Yeah.
Because I was voting according that, okay, cool, if Venani win, if Netumbo wins, if Itula win, if Job win, if Swartboy wins.
Mm.
Because according to their manifesto, they were aligning in this direction, So I was preparing my moves. Mm. Now you create so much ambiguity because the election was not held at the standard that we expect. Because the standard matter, the transparency matter.
Yeah.
Because once the standard are at the highest level, the transparency and the accountability and everything is where we are comfortable to choose.
Yeah.
Because now we are clear that the winner is what. But now we do not have that. Because this one is saying we're going to challenge it because of what you did.
Yeah.
So you see, you create such ambiguity. And that ambiguity, I'm telling you, it now put a stop to the decision of the entrepreneur and the investor. Because you are now, you just left them in a desert.
Yeah.
You know, when you're in a desert, you can't see any closer building. So you'll be there contemplating, where must I go? Maybe a settlement is closer.
Yeah.
You won't know which direction you will find a settlement. So you'll be going in cycle. So to avoid going in cycle, what you do is that, let me sit down and wait for clarity.
Yeah.
Let me sit down and wait for clarity. Mm. And as I said earlier, money, investment, business moves are timed.
Yeah.
Timed. Meaning that there is a specific time that you need to move. I have to buy the shares of Letejo while they are down, while they are cheaper. I have to buy to sell the shares of F&B while the price is high. If I miss that window, my margins are gone. So you see, now when people are here not providing clarity, I'm losing money. Because I don't know which position must I take on Letejo on the London Stock Exchange.
Yeah.
You know, or I do not know which position must I take on Bannerman, you know.
Yeah.
So business decisions and investment decisions are timed.
Yeah.
So while we are playing around the dilly-dally and not doing what we're supposed to do and the standard which we're supposed to do things, the investors are losing money. The entrepreneurs are losing clients.
Yes.
Because we are holding the economy hostage with our dilly-dally in our elections, you know?
While we are there, I want to ask this question. I think it's also what is in the mind of, different listeners, because you made it very clear about investment and planning to where to put the money. Because we, in terms of our new discoveries of resources, we are at a time where we need investors more than anything else. But when now we are looking at it, because these are, you know, state resources. When we are now looking at it regarding the either aspect of green hydrogen, aspect of, you know, oil and gas. These are some of the industry or the area which need more investment. And now, in your view,
actually agriculture. Agriculture now depends on the leader that you have, and that leader needs to move timely, fast as possible.
I wanted to ask this question. Did we lose trust already, or in the process, or is too early to judge regarding international investors? Because I know most of the money that we get is from outside, regarding the political moves of last week.
No, it's not too early. Yeah. I mean, it's not too late. It is that we are creating a room.
Yeah.
We are creating a room.
Yeah.
We are creating a room where people do not know what to do with their money right now. And that one day, 2 day delay is important. It's not that people are losing hope in Namibia, but the delay is costly. Every delay, it costs money, my G. So it's not that I lost hope in my government or things like that in the state of Namibia. No, we are capable.
Yeah.
Even though certain people have messed up badly.
Yeah,
but it's the delay which is costly. Now I have to sit around with this money, waiting for clarity.
Yeah.
Waiting for clarity.
Yeah, I hear you.
That is where the issue is.
Yeah.
It's not that I'm going to run away. No, I want to invest in Namibia. I want to put my money here. But the more you make me wait because you cannot decide.
Yeah.
Leadership is very important.
Indeed.
The person you put in front can create the confidence. You know that every time South Africa appoint the Minister of Finance.
Yeah.
Every time they appoint the Minister of Finance, you know, the market rejoice.
Yeah.
Money moves because people either they trust that person or they don't.
Yeah. Now, because I don't want to dwell in deep into the area of too much political instability, because we have seen this, you know, what happened in the early 2000 in Zim. Just one little political decision led to a lot of events which turned what was called this bread basket for Africa into a country where if you want to go and buy bread, you have to take 2 wheelbarrows, for example. Now, what is the future looking, or what is the better way of handling matters, especially to political actors, economists, and ECN, because we can't leave this discussion without ECN competency and effectiveness.
Looking at how ECN handled things, that is literally about competence. It's all about planning. There is no, like, God was not on our side. No.
I
think for me, for my evaluation, because I was so in a queue and looking at other, and that was all competence and the planning.
Yeah.
And it's not just about dwelling in politics, guys.
Yeah.
Politics, we keep saying politics like such an independent thing.
Yeah.
Politics is a leadership.
Yeah.
It's about choosing the leader to lead us.
Yeah.
And the private sector need to move. Money need to move. Looking at the high level of unemployment, looking at our tax base, looking at what we want to do in the socialization, we need a leader right now who can lead us going forward. We need to move.
Yeah.
And if we are now delaying, if we are delaying, that is where the problem. That is where the issue is. Because you are delaying investment with your election results. People are not actually... That's why I realized that the conversation is about this thing is not happening, because people are not linking this mess to investment at all. They are not. They just think it's something very simple.
Yeah.
But no business person or investor will invest without clarity.
You need clarity. Now, because I want us to conclude this matter. Just because I like, let us look at the future. How do we improve our institution? How do we improve our political institution?
At my age, you start appreciating things you might have taken for granted before, like good health. I've known from early on that donating blood regularly was indeed good for my health. I'm too old now, but I've done my part in saving hundreds of lives while benefiting my own. You see, my risk of a heart attack, stroke, and cancer was always low because I donated blood.
Call NHP on 061-285-5400. We're about you.
At the same time, also saving our economy. What is the better way of doing it? Because this is a question that everyone should need to answer. Because it's not only about, you know, me getting political power. It's not only about political power. Because at the end of the day, we also want our grandkids to survive in the future. What is the better way of moving forward? If I have to say this,
there is something that I have been observing in Namibia.
Yeah.
When it comes to institutions, we are weakening our institutions.
Yeah.
We are weakening our institutions with the political interferences.
Indeed.
Look at the Transnamibs. Look at Air Namibia. Look at Agri-Boosdel. Yeah. The political appointments and the involvement of government officials in these institutions.
Yeah.
If we don't strengthen the governance of our institution and hold people accountable, we are going to have problems. The more we keep weakening the ECN, the more we keep weakening the Namibia Statistics Agency, the more we keep interfering in their operation, in their independence, then you are going to have problems. Look at ECN now. They can't even run an election that they've been planning for the past 5 years.
And even when you, I don't want to get there. What is so difficult to count now? Now you have the result. You also need 1 week to count again.
Yeah, now they are again struggling to count. So it starts with the board of directors and the commission of these entities. Guys, institutions are very important.
Yeah.
You need a strong institution that can make a decision effectively.
Yeah.
And if we are going to say we are going to build an economy and the regulatory environment is not strong, it's not fast. Let me just give you an example of the Namibian Competition Commission recently announced that they are going to fine Choppies for whatever they did.
Yeah.
Imagine if the Competition Commission was very weak or compromised.
Yeah.
They will keep quiet. Imagine if the Competition Commission, there was somebody from government who said, then a blind eye.
Yeah. I hear you.
Then, you cannot keep encouraging competition, investment in your economy, if the regulatory environment is not tight. Remember, Namibia is a very sensitive country.
Yeah.
You have your ocean, you have your tourism. If the regulatory environment is not strong, you are going to have people who are going to mine where your rhinos are.
Yeah.
You are going to have people who are going to dump toxic things in your ocean because the regulatory institutions are weak. So the most important thing is this. We have to strengthen our regulatory institutions. Air Namibia failed just because certain people who are supposed to monitor Air Namibia operation and their financial performance, they didn't do their job.
Yeah.
It means the institution is very weak.
Yeah.
If you look at the Auditor General, Auditor General have been asking for power and to strengthen them.
Yeah.
We are not responding to them. So the more we keep weakening institutions, you cannot build an economy like that. Because those institutions are our independent eye. We will report to them when we are being mistreated.
Yeah.
So it's all about strengthening our institution. And I think we are learning a lesson now from ECN.
Yeah.
It shows that they have not been strengthened.
Yeah.
They are very weak.
That is an understandable point. It's a very understandable point that I think it's even a matter of coordination. There was a question of coordination because you have this head. You have a very strong head which is capable, went through public interview and recruitment. Then you have your bottom, where there is no link. I think there was somebody who raised a matter of coordination. Maybe just to our last comment. regarding now, you know, there was a question of, you know, its coordination and the logistical aspect. I think we touched this part also. Maybe just to iron that out, no. Then we can, yeah.
Yeah, those are internal things, yeah. But it's the board that's supposed to oversee. Mm-hmm. If the overseas are weak, well, yeah. That's what we mean institutions,
the
commissions and the board of directors.
Yeah.
If they are weak and nobody is stronger to hold people accountable, what do you expect?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's what I'm saying. It's about we cannot be demanding to build an economy. The private sector is very, investors are very toxic people. They only care about their margins and their returns. If you do not have a stronger regulatory environment and institution that can hold them accountable,
yeah,
you will not build an inclusive economy as we wish.
Yeah.
We want. So we have a first to strengthen our institution,
yeah,
to make sure that, like what Namara is doing, what Tadashivuta is doing,
yeah,
making sure that, oh my God, you have to pay what is owed to the Namibian government. Imagine all institutions can step up like that. The private sector will do their part.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay, Nginomeno Erastus, thank you very much, and thank you for your time once more.
No, you're welcome, Chief, and yeah. I think the conversation needs to continue. The more we highlight these things,
yeah,
as we reflect, because it's not the pointing fingers, those yeah. are our uncles and aunties. We are coming from the same house. It means everybody didn't do their job. We are letting each other just run things around without, you know, we don't want to question each other.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah.
It's all about the comradeship. You know, we have to get rid of that. There is no way you're going to build a stronger economy when there is no accountability.
I hear you.
We have to hold each other accountable. And our institutions that's supposed to be the eyes of the public,
yeah,
they need to be strengthened. Yeah. Otherwise, they will be running things like they are doing now and nobody's questioning them.
Yeah.
And look at the level of arrogance coming from those colleagues. It's like it's like they know that there is nothing you guys can do, you know. So if that is what we want going forward, the yeah. private sector will mess up our country.
Yeah.
They need a very, very, very strong institutions that can hold them accountable.
They must be listening to them.
Yes,
yeah.
For us to get the best out of our resources through private sector investment,
yeah,
we need stronger institutions.
All right.
Yes, man. Thanks.
Thank you. Yes, that was Inomenwa Erastus, so our in-house economist, a researcher, and was talking about matters of, you know, economic and politics, delay of elections, effectiveness of institutions, and just to predict the future forward. And one of the words that he indicated, you know, we need to build our strong institutions, and we also need to make sure that people are held accountable. And yeah.
Olium nangeshifa noahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukuru olongaha ningekwatafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mamberewa konorahita tunatu bali oheta tuvatatu ne nola no natu nenge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opomone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have a capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have a capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Katatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Katatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past,
mm,
and it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Yes, to our listeners of Eagle FM, welcome back to Business and Economic segment with David Shombe.
You can call us on the studio at 083-288-401. Just to build on the conversation which was between me and Menua Erastos, he spoke about these different political activities which have been happening in Namibia, the delay of elections, and how these things are affecting the investors, or they're affecting the people who want to come into Namibia and invest, the people who want to come into Namibia and do businesses, the entrepreneurs, because, in political economy, there is always this thing to say there is a link between political decisions and the performance of the economy. Whatever you do in your political front has a direct or indirect impact to the economic performance. These are some of the areas that he spoke about. We also spoke about, some of the developed countries, or some of the countries with high industrialization and depend more on, the support of, private sector, international investment, and people who are putting their money in your country for safety. The appointment of a person like a minister of finance is an impact of the performance on the economy. It depends on how the investors are looking at these people, and also depends on how, the person has been known by people with money. Because at the end of the day, we need investment, we need resources, and just put it in your mind, who want to, if you have 20 million euros, for example, or 20 million Namibian dollars, and you want to invest in a certain country, it's up to you. Are you choosing to invest in Sudan, where you don't know whether your building is going to stand tomorrow, or are you going to invest in Afghanistan, where your business lifetime is numbered, and there's a lot of unpredictability when it comes to the economy, or are you going to invest in peaceful countries like Singapore? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask ourselves. And if you have to go back, let me say, not that big, let me say 5 years ago, and look at the international standard. The only thing which is failing us, or maybe to get there as Namibia, is highest, inequality standard, where we are, I think the last time I checked, we are still the second highest unequal country in terms of, economic distribution. We are second to South Africa. But there were other aspects like, peace, peace and stability, there were the other aspect of media freedom, and what is necessary is that when somebody wants to come to your country, these people need to be granted, and this is a very critical time that we need investors in our country, because we have just discoveries of some critical resources which there's a prediction of boosting our the Namibian economy and create a lot of employment. But if our institution, system, processes and institutions are not effective, the question is, where are we going as a country, and what can we do? Because if you don't have well functioning institutions, if you don't have people are still asking themselves, why is it so difficult to be accountable, or why is it so difficult to hold people accountable, especially those people who are are in charge of guiding our key institution? Those are some of the questions that we need to ask. And there is also an aspect of governance, or corporate governance, because Gabriel mentioned something like, it's a case which has been happening in South Africa. If you look at South African SOEs, for example, like you look at Transnet, you look at Eskom, in those years they have always been an issue of cadre deployment. These guys have to be, people have to discuss deployment of a certain CEO at Lutuli House. ANC have to make a decision. And this thing of cadre deployment, you are deploying somebody that somebody who is too connected to a political party, then this thing is going to make it so difficult. It's going to make it so difficult for, for holding a person accountable. It's going to be so difficult for us to have well-functioning institutions. So, dear listeners, we need your views and contribution to our program. particularly in the aspect of the delay of result and Namibian, you know, political economy. You can call us on the studio, 083-288-401. Yeah, while we are there at looking at the economic, you know, uncertainty, it's also a matter of asking ourselves whether somebody or you have or you are not feeling very well about whatever is happening. There is this aspect of you know, selfishness, because you really want to do something, or you are denied certain opportunities and you want to cause chaos. Yeah, because if you are already, let me say, you are more than 70 years, or you are 80 years, or you have seen life. Let me say you are retired, you are above 60 years. And when things are not now going well, you want to mess up our life. And some of us were born after independence, we also want to enjoy our lives. If things are not going well, let us also look at the decision that you are making, or the problems that you are causing. What is the impact of this problem? Because nobody want to live in a country where our kids are not safe, or where the investments are being pulled out because of only few individuals. Because at the end of the day, Namibia is our state. And whoever sit on that highest office in the land must make sure that we are all, you know, we are all safe, we are all, you know, protected, and we are also all have a part to play. And when a certain institution is not performing well, let us bring this institution on board. Let us, you know, analyze what's happening so that we can come up with solutions to those challenges. Let's take a commercial break, then we can come back.
Olio mnangeshefa nohara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enyamukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahita tuimwe, heali imwe, ne heali, imwe imwe nohamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahita tu natu, mbali oheta tu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Ninge tumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na. Opo mwane oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to do.
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Hello? Hello?
Yes, hello.
Yes, how are you?
Well, fine.
Mm.
It is Eagle FM?
Yes, Eagle FM. Business and Economic Segment. How are you, sir? And who am I speaking to?
Talking to Master Gideon.
Okay, Master Gideon, just hold on for a few seconds. We are going to a commercial break. Don't switch off.
All right, sir.
Yeah.
Hair done, makeup looks good, this dress is fire. Okay, time to put on these gorgeous heels. I can't wait for him to see these. Please fit, but squeeze in. Whew.
Sometimes the squeeze isn't worth that squeeze, if you know what I mean.
But luckily, with Express Credit 0% first payday loans, we'll help you ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
Mr. Gideon, are you still there?
Good day, sir.
Yes, yes. What is your contribution?
So, my contribution within business and economic segments.
Yeah.
So, I just wanted to highlight the.
Yeah.
By your topic.
Yeah.
Due or effect to the national elections that had been in progress.
Okay.
So, due to the opposition and the parties.
Yeah.
How effectively it will be with our national economy.
Yeah.
For my own opinion,
yeah.
I see this is not by now the parties to be fit by now, because if I see to our national inflation and other factors, and also at the same time with other financial institutions.
Yeah.
By now, I think it is not by the right time the mandate party to be taken out. I see I'm just on the community, and I'm also part of business activities.
Okay, okay.
So I see it is not the right time now. The other parties to took party, they are not fit for now due to the financial trends. Let me just say, they are not fit for now.
They are not fit for?
For being mandate against our national economy and other financial sectors.
Yeah.
So it is not a right time now. I just think for the party which is in hold or ready just to lead. Because with the last as the SMEs, we are going to be starved. So the financial trend that last month we are receiving as a small businesses will not receive anything. Yes, it will not reach us.
Why are you saying that?
I'm just saying that is those guys there.
Yeah.
If we pull them
okay,
out.
Okay. what kind of business are you into?
I'm just a small business. I'm just doing. I'm a hairdresser.
Okay. look, man. No, I hear you. I hear you very well. And I respect your opinion. Look, you know what we are saying.
All right.
We are not discussing about the capacity of any party to lead. Our discussion is that we had elections.
Okay.
That was supposed to happen just in one day. And then there was extension for two more days. Then even the result, as we are speaking now, they are still coming out. Now the problem now that we have is that we have views from different political parties who are saying we don't trust these results anymore. We are going to court. Now when you have a situation like that where there is disagreement between different political parties, and remember these people have influence, and it also bring fear. Among the people who want to invest. Let me say somebody want to come and maybe you used to have customers who are from abroad, like foreigners who can come and support your business, like hairdressing business. Then now when this guy say in Namibia there is no more peace, everyone is just angry with one another, there is court cases here.
And of course
it affects your business. That is what we are discussing, to say this thing is affecting the economy.
True.
Yeah.
That is true, sir. Now it is let me emphasize that. Like now it is in the end of month, but the country it is too quiet.
Yeah.
So I think roughly that it just being quiet due to the situations of the election.
You see?
And also it will be a cost for this process. The whole mechanisms of or the whole process of the election, it took so long.
Yeah.
And this again it will cost from the state's financial settlement.
I hear you.
I think that it will cost.
I hear you.
Because the budget, it was only scheduled for 1 day, and yeah. then the extension, it had been extended to 2 days, still now it is not done.
You have a point.
Yeah, there I think something which is not clear there, and it will be not the transparency. But for that, I will thank you, and I will thank it to MDC that updating the results, which is very clear and transparent to everyone. Because sometimes if you see on the social media, you see it, how the updates had been sent.
Oh, okay. No, thank you, Mr. Gideon. You must continue following our program and contribute.
Okay, thank you, sir.
All right. Yeah, that was Mr. Gideon. He said he's one of business person, and he gave his contribution regarding political economy. We are talking about today. We are talking about political economy. We talk about Namibia elections results delay and the confidence of investors and entrepreneurs who want to come into Namibia do investment, and some people can even withhold their coins because of what they see. Because what you need to put in mind is that what is in the mind of an investor is what am I going to get in return? Because these guys, when they are coming into business, don't think somebody can just come from UK with 25 or 35 million euros to start a project in Namibia just because a person like you. That's not how business is working. A person cannot just come and build 20 businesses here or 20 projects. Then you think he's a good Samaritan. People are here to make money. And when you have political instability in the country, we have seen this. We used to watch these things in news. When you look at a country like Afghanistan, at one point it was almost turned into a desert. When you look at a country like Sudan, look at DRC, look at Angola now. Angola now is upgrading. Look at Angola in the early 2000. You know, these are some of the things. These are political decisions which were not carefully thought, because at the end of the day, when you have a position of power, because political parties, these are not young kids. These are people with influence, and these are people who, whatever they see, whatever they say, can have an impact in the economy, because they are part of our institution. Whether somebody has one seat or two seat or even without the seat, these guys are very influential, although not having that power. But we need to make sure that we guide our national economy. We also need to make sure that whatever happened after the elections, we need to move forward as one. Because politics and power can come and go, but the state always remain. And you can still air your view. We still have 2 minutes before we give the mic to other people. Before we give the mic to Tateka Aruma and Naruvanda to continue the program of the evening, you can still air your contribution to 083-288-401. Then you discuss with us what do you think, what are your economic perspectives, and how can we move forward? Because at the end of the day, we need to move. We must always move. We can't stay in one place until the kingdom come. We always need to move, and we always need to improve from where we ended. Let's go to commercial break.
A hug? That's nice. That's a bit tight and uncomfortable. Why am I being squeezed?
Yeah, sometimes life throws you into some tight spots.
But luckily, with Express Credit's easy payday loans, you get up to 8,000 Namibian dollars to help ease your financial squeeze in under 15 minutes.
Ah, now that's a relief.
Visit expresscredit.com.na. Express Credit, money when you need it.
To our listeners, that was the end of our program, Business and Economic Segment, with David Shombe and Nginomenwa Erastos. Until next time, have a good evening and a good week ahead.
Olio mnangeshefa no wahara kushivifa oma kuroyo kupitira mohorike radio station ayo Eagle FM. Enya mukuru olongaha. Ninge kwa tafano na Monica kushikondosha ipindi konorahe tatu imwe, heari imwe, ne heari, imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa konorahe tatu natu, mbali ohe tatu vatatu, ne nola no natu. Nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura. And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before. It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past, and it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.